Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Doug Ferrigno out of Toms River, New Jersey.
He lost his brother.
Not aware of that. No. Lost his home to Hurricane Sandy in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
He was just able to move back to this home in April.
God.
Then what?
No, don't tell me something bad.
I tell you something's coming.
I know. Craig's a dick this way. What happened? There's no hurricane right now, so what happened? Fire?
I can't believe you people.
Mudslide.
Oh, is this a nice story? That's it? That's the end of the story? Yeah. Is that the end of the story?
That's not the end of the story.
Okay.
There's other uplifting things on the way.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Uplifting.
That's true.
So, it ends happily ever after?
I don't believe me either.
I don't believe it.
I'm going to let them hang us right here.
No. This is a happy ending.
Define happy.
Show me a happy ending.
Yeah, you got a look on your
face.
Give me a happy ending, Craig.
So he was just able to move back in April after being forced out by the hurricane in 2012. He got a call from the police.
Six freaking years?
Yeah. Got a call from the police saying that they had found his lost jet ski.
Oh.
He thought it was a prank. However, his jet ski was found 6 miles away.
Of course it was.
From his home, sitting on the front lawn of a home. Apparently, the water had carried his wave runner north and just plopped it on this property when the waters receded.
That's
just
cool.
Sitting out there in the weeds, sitting on the front of the guy's property.
That's a
scratch.
Yeah.
Keys still in the ignition.
Right.
And it started right up, first push. He's got his jet ski back.
Oh, this is a nice
end of story.
Started right up. Not even new battery?
Nothing.
And no other bastard from Jersey stole his
exactly.
jet ski?
Correct. And that house is still under construction. Or they're still figuring out what to do with that house because, you know, no one lives there.
Remember during the tsunami, that boat landed in Northern California?
Oh, yeah.
And they just found it and shined it up and gave it back to the owners in Japan.
Japan.
That was a cool story.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I was expecting, and then he took it out for the first time in 6 years
and died.
Yeah. No.
Craig, I almost like it when it's a horrible ending.
No, that's not how this works.
See, the good stuff doesn't work coming out of you.
That's not how this works.
Well, just don't make a habit of it.
No, don't.
We like the good news.
I like maiming and dying at the end of the story.
No, we don't. We like the good news.
Kellen, you're in a rare part of the show that never happens. Craig's stories never end up being good at the end.
I want to know the story of the guy whose house that was destroyed that the jet ski landed in the front yard when he gets back.
He's not back yet.
And his jet ski's missing.
Yeah.
He had a free jet ski.
6 years it's been sitting there. Nobody,
right.
Nobody noticed.
Nobody claimed it.
There's a jet ski.
Now I got
along.
No house and no jet ski.
He was waiting for that house.
So that guy, that's a bad story for that dude, Kellen. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. That dude lost his house. I got a free jet ski out of this hurricane. Oh, now they take that.
Yeah, there's a jet ski waiting for me when the house finally gets fixed. So that'll be cool.
A little hurricane bonus.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Son of a bitch.
Rightful owner.
Rightful owner. Rightful owner, son of a bitch.
I think the police just had that jet ski for years. And then when they were done with it, they were like, hey, we found your...
we found it.
It's over here on this lawn.
I wish if I give it back.
They may have because they looked at it a few years ago.
Are there odometers on jet skis? I don't think there is.
No, we're not aware of
but
that
But you should
one.
Check that.
Oh, they drove it home backwards.
That's right. They let it run in the garage for a while.
Right, yeah. It would have to go in nautical miles. Have to be...
They're the same.
How many knots?
Yeah.
No, they're different.
I know.
They're slightly different.
They are slightly different.
I never checked if there's an odometer on a jet ski. I ride them. I ride them before, but I don't, you know.
Now, would that go in hours?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably hours in use.
Yep.
Well, Kellen's right. Check it. The cops might have been driving that damn thing. for years.
Well, they actually did see it a few years ago and tried to call the owner. However, they typed it on the, they looked at the number and they typed in a 7 instead of a 1 and didn't find it.
Ah, yeah, right.
That's what they said.
Type in a 7.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Jim's got a party this weekend. We need a jet ski.
And somebody tried again 3 years later and finally got it right.
Yes. Yeah. Here's one with a key in it.
Somebody's just been sitting there typing random numbers, and it took them 6 years to get it right. Did you have a jet ski? No, sorry. Did you have a jet ski?
That was their gig. 6 years of random numbers.
I work cruise ships every once in a while, and they use knots. The captain will, on the loudspeaker, 2 times a day, he'll be like, we're going 15 knots, and we're at a latitude of 75 point. And I'm just trying to figure out who on that ship is like, okay, yeah, that sounds right. That's a good direction.
I thought we were going about 7. I thought we were going like 20 knots.
Yeah. If your latitude's 75, you're too far north.
All right. Yeah, you're he's a geek. Don't.
Yeah. Well, see, so
he knows.
Map geek.
That's who you need
geek.
On your boat with you.
Yeah.
That guy. Wait a minute. We're not in the right place.
Wait a minute.
Take me to the captain.
Son of a bitch. We're above the Arctic Circle.
You get up there, he's just watching Netflix. He's like, I just make those numbers up. I don't know.
Nobody pays attention to that crap. Mr. Knot.
I told everybody we were at latitude 75. Nobody noticed.
Other guys in the cabin laugh.
Evolutionary psychologists at the University of Portsmouth in the UK have been looking at how a woman's body shape and movement affects how attractive others find them. They find that attractiveness is judged by how a person moves their body just as much as its shape and size.
How they walk?
They say it's the way you use it.
Yeah, the way you carry yourself.
Yeah.
The way you walk out of the ocean.
It's the wiggle in your walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most attractive walks usually involve a slight wiggle.
How about that chick's ass from, you're right about that, Kelly Riley on Yellowstone walking with her butt cheeks. Hanging out naked.
Bouncing all the way to the house.
On the prairie, too. It was hot.
Bouncing to the house?
Yeah,
were
Mr.
They?
Skin has it. Check it out. If you don't watch the show, you can check it out.
The most attractive walks involve a slight wiggle in the hips and short steps, according to a study published in the journal Visual Cognition.
That's how puss walks.
Well, he took it home. He took the article home.
Wiggle in the hips and short steps.
Yeah. He's been practicing that in his boots.
You ain't been complaining.
I haven't for anything.
It's almost a runway walk.
Well, the heels help. Yeah.
They say it's a combination of puss's small waist, rounded hips and bottom, and a slim figure that have long been reported to be important in hermaphrodites' attractiveness. But it turns out the way a woman moves is as important, according to the lead author. We're more likely to find a woman attractive if she wiggles her hips and takes small steps.
Boy, this is a misogynistic piece, isn't it? But it's probably true, though.
It's just science.
I know it's totally science, and I get it. So, ladies, start wiggling your hips.
Something. Only if you want people to find you more attractive.
Yeah. Well, the Beatles observe, something.
Yeah.
In the way she moves.
She moves, right.
They do say that gait might be giving away important clues as to a woman's fitness and age. So we're talking evolutionary signals, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I see. They're not.
Or the condition of her tibial plateau.
And they say that it would be interesting to test if people can actually change their movement
my tibia!
To attract or deter mates.
Have they done a study for men? Are they going to do that?
Yeah.
I want to know the right way to walk.
Yeah, exactly. To find
I bet it's a slight limp to show how much money you have in your back pocket.
Maybe. Puss, how do you prefer a guy walks?
Upright.
Of course.
Until it's time not to walk upright.
Yeah, because you've been sitting on your fat wallet and driving all day. And you got a little hitch in the giddy up.
A Florida man.
Uh-oh.
Is looking at DUI charges.
Oh, this is a great story.
In spite of not drinking and driving.
Well, that's what he claims, right? And he's kind of right.
He says he's only drinking alcohol at stoplights and stop signs, not when he's actually driving. Earl Stevens had to be arrested in Vero Beach.
Earl in Florida.
After a woman at a McDonald's drive-thru reported that someone kept driving into the back of her car. Police say he was drinking his Jim Beam right out of the bottle. Police told the 69-year-old to get out of the car. He complied while leaving the car in drive.
Whoops.
He says he wasn't drinking and driving, just taking sips of the bourbon at traffic signals and stop signs.
Well, what's the letter of the law?
Well, this is his third DUI.
That's it.
That's the letter of the
law.
That's
the letter of the law.
Yeah. He probably learned that from some, you know, back of the phone book DUI lawyer. Hey, no, we're going to use the, you were just drinking the stoplight.
Drinking while temporarily parked.
Temporarily parked. I love that.
Right. Never while moving.
Kellen Erskine.